Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. And I'm very excited, as I think you are probably, and or you're certainly going to be, to tell you that Cherie Carter-Scott is back with us. Cherie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's been joining me for many, many years now to talk to us about things that, you and I can benefit from. She's written dozens of books, which have sold something under a billion copies galactically. I think the new one is called Transformational Life Coaching. I think that's the last one I have. She is one of the smartest people I know, and she's here to talk to us about a very important, very 21st century topic. Cherie Carter-Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's lovely to hear the smartest guy in talk radio call you smart.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
I really feel it. I mean, I feel like my head just exploded. Compliments, my goodness. What a great way to start the day.
Now, is Transformational Life Coaching the new book?
It is. It's the latest book. It's a new baby.
Creating Limitless Opportunities for Yourself and Others. Wow, that's a tall order. You know, Cherie, I know you're here. You want to talk about global licensing, and one of the fun things that I've gotten to do over the last 10 plus years on this show is I've met so many smart people like you, and as I've gotten to know all of you and spent some time with you. You guys have literally introduced your ideas on my show many times. Sometimes my audience didn't really even know that you were germinating an idea. Many times with my Brain Trust movies, we actually will role play. Their being on this show is kind of a role play to help them form ideas for where they're going to go with a book or a project or a product or whatever it might be. And I get to see this thing going from a gleam in your eye to something that's real and happening. And your international licensing is one of those stories.
You're like a midwife.
Well, I guess so. I hadn't thought about it like that. I'll have to think about that a minute. I don't know. But
got me right on the show as we speak.
There you go. But seriously, you started telling me about your licensing years ago.
Mm-hmm.
and how you were developing this. And so
right.
now it's a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting. And I'll tell you one of the little pieces. There's a woman in Cairo who came to Amsterdam to take one of our workshops, and she became totally on fire and said, what I want to do is I want to take your work to the Islamic world, specifically
wow.
to women who are completely unempowered.
Wow.
And she started with change management, and she's contacted the banking industry of Egypt, and she is... I mean, it's one of the most exciting things. I feel like part of my job here is to be kind of a mom, empowering
mm-hmm.
people in taking the content, the body of knowledge, and taking it to their cultures and to their people, even countries that we can't get into and they can't get over here to us.
Right.
Which is the most exciting thing to me, because these people are craving the information.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like you say, people are saying, you know, this is proven information. This has over three decades of a track record, and I want to take this to my people.
Have you made contact with the Grameen Bank folks?
No.
You know who I'm talking about, right? The microloan people?
Oh, yeah, right.
The guy, I wish I could say his name. I apologize, folks. I just completely have lost his name. But he literally won a Nobel Prize for his work through the Grameen Bank, which is making microloans mostly to women around in the third world countries to help them get themselves out of poverty. I mean, he's making $200 loans to these people that are making products and you know, lifestyle entrepreneurs. These people who literally are lifting themselves out of abject poverty, one degree of separation from you know, from not surviving. he's making these loans, and he literally want to. And so my point is I think you ought to think about hooking up with those folks, because they can get what you're talking about. They can get that into these places.
Great, we'll do it. You let me know his contact.
I think I may have a contact.
I don't know
the person but myself. I'd like to get him on the show, but I actually think I might have a contact, so I'll work on that. Okay, the website, Sheree Carter Scott, what is the website?
www.drcherie.com.
DrSheree.com.
Yeah.
And the book is called Transformational Life Coaching. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want Sheree Carter Scott to tell us about how to do this, how you can do this. You know, you may have an idea either now or in the future where you want to leverage your idea, you want to scale it globally. But now remember, when she's talking globally, she's talking about around the globe. But for you, globally could just be the next county. It works the same way, pretty much. 22. Right back with Sheree Carter Scott, Dr. Sheree Carter Scott. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us. Here are the Stones, ladies and gentlemen. Sir Mick Jagger bringing this back. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate is 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad to have you as part of our day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out using your advantage. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do here, the show and the archives and the articles and the brain trust and the books and the newsletter and the blog, et cetera, lots and lots of stuff to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. You can type your question in. We're going to give you lots of answers. Hopefully, the one you want, it'll be right there. And if we don't have it in our data, in our knowledge base, you can ask it in the form there and under search help, and we'll get you an answer back. Sheree Carter Scott, Dr. Sheree Carter Scott is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, Transformational Life Coaching. This is one of many of her books, and her website, as I remember, is drsheree.com, right, Sheree?
That's right.
By the way, folks, Muhammad Yunus, Y-U-N-U-S, Muhammad Yunus is the guy who founded Grameen Bank. He's the guy who won the Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize, for making these kinds of loans. I wanted to make sure I got you that information. Okay, Sheree, your idea for life coaching, you've wanted to turn this into a licensing opportunity. I hope you don't mind me using the term, but maybe some people would appreciate it if I use the term franchising. Maybe that would make more sense to some people. Is that a fair way to say it?
It's fine. We call it licensing because franchising usually has to do with bricks and mortar.
Yes.
And licensing is intellectual property.
But in terms of the differentiation between the two,
but you can call it whatever you want.
Well, some people, just to help people make the transition from what they're used to a new idea of licensing, that's the difference, and thank you for helping me make that distinction. So talk to us about how you do this.
Well, you know, I'm the original life coach, and I started coaching in 1974 professionally, and in 75, mm-hmm. I designed the first coach training. Now, a lot of people
started when she was only six, folks.
You know, you are the most diplomatic man on the planet. So I have been the original, but I haven't necessarily been recognized as such. You remember when Chicken Soup came out with my
little yes.
human, they said it was by Anonymous.
Yeah.
So I have had to, over the years, say, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Hello, yes, I did.
What do you think that is? Do you have a chip on your shoulder about that, what do you think that is? Is there some kind of discrimination going on there? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think my mother told me when I was a child, don't get a big head. Don't think you're so great. Don't brag about yourself.
You were not the kind of self-promoter that you should have been.
You're right, Jim. Yep. I never was able to say
you.
I'm the first. I'm the.
Well,
greatest.
when you wrote your book, life. If these are the rules, what is it? If these are the rules.
If life is a game,
these are the rules. Your first book was written in defense.
Well, it wasn't my first. It was my fourth.
But I mean, when you wrote that book out of defense so you could demonstrate that you actually were the originator of those ideas.
Well, it came out through a very interesting process, but, you know, it's one of those things. It's kind of a karmic thing. My life karma is about being invisible and anonymous and coming into the foreground saying, hello, I'm here.
Yeah,
I really did
this. I did this. I was the first. So okay, you got this legacy that you've given to the world, and so now you got to monetize it.
Well, it's like you only have a few minutes on Earth, and if you take those few minutes, and as your previous guest said, what do I want my legacy to be after 40 years, after I'm long gone? I want the work to continue. I want people of future generations to be able to participate in this magnificent work.
Right.
And I want to make certain that it is global, that it's in everyone's backyard, and that they can access this work. And with the Internet, it's possible now, where it wasn't before.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. There's no question about it. See, that's what Ask Jim is for me. When I go to that great broadcasting studio in the sky, my show will stop as it is right now. But there's no reason why AskJim.biz can't last forever.
Exactly. And that's the way all of us need to be thinking.
Yep. So all right. So we got. But talk to us about the application of licensing globally.
Okay. Well, one of the things is that my books and my programs are universal. So one of the reasons, If Life is a Game and other books are in 40 languages around the globe, is because it doesn't discriminate, and it crosses over gender, nationality, religion. It crosses over those borders, and it unites people. It brings them together. So the content is universally applicable. One of the funniest things is that we were talking about, you know, doing our programs in Cairo in 2009 and going over there and teaching the coach training. We were talking about the fall of 2008. And she said to us, she said, well, you know, the month of September is Ramadan. And I said, yeah, I do know that. And she said, so we fast all day. And that means we don't eat food, we don't drink water, we don't do anything. I said, so how do we do our programs at night with people falling asleep? She said, well, that's going to be interesting. I said, a four-hour course every Thursday night with people falling asleep in the middle of it because they haven't eaten or drunk. It's just going to be she said, well, we'll start at 9 o'clock at night. I said, 9 o'clock, why? She said, because they'll have eaten by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I said, okay, but 9 o'clock until 1 in the morning? I said, no, we'll just do 2 hours at night, and then we'll do 2 hours another. It's like, oh, I don't think so. So we pushed the whole program off until 2009 because of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And then she said, and realize this, that during our long process days, people have to pray six times a day, and we have to have breaks, prayer breaks, for 15 minutes. Well,
this
my
is for
goodness.
30 days. This is for approximately 30 days, folks.
You betcha.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different cultural consideration when you talk.
So when you're doing licensing, folks, when you're thinking about licensing or doing business, as we've said many times across the ponds, you got to know what the cultures are. You got to make sure you don't stumble into something and create a lot of havoc for yourself. It's 10 Till. We're going to be right back with Dr. Sheree Carter Scott. Stay with us.
You ain't had it.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Dr. Sheree Carter Scott, and she's the author of Transformational Life Coaching. And Sheree, I know that's available wherever books are sold, but also on your website, drsheree.com, right?
Absolutely.
And all the other books there too, folks. I still, if Life is a Game, These Are the Rules, it's still my favorite. And so I know they're still available out there, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so still in print. So check those out.
It will always be in print.
Good.
It's one of those books they call a model book, which will never go out of print.
I'm glad to hear that. And congratulations on that, by the way. And by the way, folks, I launched that book on this show.
He did.
Many years ago.
Absolutely.
Sheree, let's get back to licensing globally. Give us some more tips. One of the tips you just gave us is make sure you understand the culture. What are some other things?
You need to have a local person who is your ally or your colleague or your cultural attaché who can help guide you so that you steer around the landmines, the cultural ones. Because, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that we're accused of is being too American.
Yep.
And we are. You know, I mean, we are mm-hmm. American, those of us mm-hmm. who are. And we're part of this culture, and we are a bit too rah-rah for other people. They mm-hmm. get a little bit put off by that.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know how to be able to accommodate that. So, you know, I mean, there's a entity in Seoul, Korea, who's contacted us, who wants to use our body of knowledge for their management development institute. And so, you know, it's being able to bend to those different cultures and to accommodate them.
How has that affected your curriculum?
Well, it's the kind of thing that we have to really run by them and say, okay, do all of these concepts work?
See, this is a big issue to me. If you know, the beauty of franchising and licensing is that you create it one time, when you scale it many times after that, and you don't have to keep changing it. You create it one time and you sell it many times. But if you go into all these different cultures and you have to customize it for each one of them, that makes licensing a lot more difficult, doesn't it?
More challenging. But yeah, the nice thing is that, you know, if life is a game, we didn't have to scale it at all. But when I wrote, if high school is a game, here's how to break the rules, we had to change that because we had so many references like proms. Other countries don't have proms for high school. So we had to change some of the concepts, some of the references, some of the reference points to be able to make it culturally friendly.
Yeah, proms. It's funny. All right, so what are some other things?
Okay, if you're going to be globally sensitive, you have to look at the price points. The currencies are different. Now, since the dollar's down, mm-hmm, makes it a little more easy to accommodate,
yep,
other cultures,
yep,
because we're not on top of the heap, and the discrepancy between, say, the dollar and the rand in South Africa or the dollar and the Egyptian dollar, it's not so vast.
And some of these third world countries have rampant inflation too. You got to watch that too, don't you?
Exactly. And when, for instance, when McDonald's or Starbucks, these very global countries, go into different places, they set their price points appropriately, so we can take their cues from them.
So can you go to McDonald's in another country and do the math on what a hamburger is here and hamburger is there, and do your pricing from that?
Precisely.
Is that, I'll be darned. How about that, folks? Think about that. So if you want to know
really
how to, if you ever want to know how to price your stuff when you're shipping it to another country, just say, well, how much is a, just tell you what, how much is a burger in Thailand, in Bangkok? How much is a burger in Bangkok?
That's exactly right.
That
it's
going to
work for us.
Yeah.
And you scale it appropriately.
Yeah, just do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. All right, what else?
Okay, let's see. There's a whole long list here that I can go over with you, but the next thing is you have to look and see what kind of volume you want to do. You know, I mean, are you talking about hundreds or thousands? I was in the original Starbucks last week up in Seattle. And to look at the globe, they have a huge global map on the wall in the Starbucks. And in each different country, they have the numbers of Starbucks there. They can't have the points. They can't have little pegs on there.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many. Like in the United States, there are 10,777.
Right.
So they can't have the numbers. In Thailand, there are 833. So it's really interesting to be able to see, what numbers are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, and what about competition? And what's the territory? And how many people, what kind of programs are we going to license?
Is licensing like you're doing it in sort of the franchising way, is that something that's culturally difficult for some people?
I don't think so.
Do most cultures get that?
Oh yeah. Well, especially in the world we live in today. Yeah, they get it. They definitely get it.
We've run out of time, Sheree, but when we come back, when you come back next time, I want to talk about the difference between ethics in those countries and our country. Because that's a big part of what you're doing, isn't it?
You bet.
You got to know about that. Hey, Sheree, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Dr. Sheree Carter Scott, ladies and gentlemen, drsheree.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.